FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. I almost said Monday there, but it is
Don't
not.
You dare.
Well, we've got a short week ahead.
Oh, how good is
so
a short week?
Get around that. Is all I can say. How was your long weekend?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I ate myself into oblivion.
Did you now?
I cooked and ate my way through the whole weekend.
What was your top dish?
For Good Friday,
yeah.
We had a really nice chili prawn pasta. That's so white girl of me, but it's the
yeah,
best.
It sure is.
Basic, but delicious.
Nice.
And then for Easter Sunday, we put a little roast in the slow cooker.
Did you cook away all day?
Yeah,
how
it's nice.
In the slow cooker, a roast in the slow cooker?
Yeah, a lamb shoulder.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then it just falls apart.
Well,
but now I'm a walking Oompa Loompa. Like, I need to go to the gym and sweat out all of the chocolate that I've also eaten.
Oh, yeah, because you're big on chalky eggs.
So many chalky eggs around the Waratah Manor. It's ridiculous. I think they need to go into hiding. Well, what about you?
Yeah, while we're doing cooking chat.
Yeah.
Got the pork ribs on the Weber.
Oh,
and
not on Good Friday,
yeah,
I hope.
It was,
no,
yes.
No, you're nasty.
Yeah, I am, right? And just like did the dry rub the night before.
Nice.
Got them on there, an hour of smoke, and then they get wrapped up in their little blanket of aluminium foil and spritzed with apple juice and water.
Yum.
Oh, my God, they fell off the boat.
Yum.
It was incredible.
It's naughty to be doing it on Good Friday, though.
Yeah, but
any other day.
I am naughty. What are you going to do about it? Nothing.
Nothing.
That's right. Anyway, it was great. Delicious.
Good morning, Jess.
Good morning. On Food Chat, I made a dirty potato bake.
Oh,
my Lord. I'm feeling the food baby vibes.
Oh, my God. I love a bit of Food Chat. Easter long weekend is a good weekend
food,
for
right?
food, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. I got loose pants on today because I need them.
Oh, you
them.
Do?
I literally have got elasticized pants on. Your big girl needs it today.
You know, like your shirt even says Comfort Club
yeah.
on it.
Yeah. I was a big old fatty and I need to feel comfortable today. It's gross.
I'm even having the shirt that says comfortable on
it. Yeah, I need
it. So deal with it. It's going to be a great show, as you can tell already. Catching up with Jess to go more on those local news headlines in just a few minutes.
New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, what's going on with this Eraring Power Station? What's the changes there?
So the Eraring Power Station, it's scheduled to close in 2025, which is 7 years ahead of when Origin was actually going to close it. They brought it forward hoping that, you know, renewable technology and things would be up to speed enough that they could close it early and not have to worry about it. The state's new energy minister, Penny Sharp, who was sworn in last week, she was speaking about the energy in general in New South Wales, and she said that when it comes to Origin, all options are on the table. The previous government was talking about buying the power station so they could keep it open for longer to try and make sure the lights stay on. She also commented on Liddell, which is shutting completely at the end of this month. That power station provides about 10% of the state's power needs. And she said that on the advice she's been given that when it shuts, the grid will be okay. But there is obviously a lot of concern.
Of course. Like, what, when they do shut down, the light's literally going to go off?
Well, it wouldn't seem that way, but they're obviously, someone's there with a calculator going, yeah, there's enough still, or isn't that it?
Well, basically, so they say that there will be enough energy that's being made up from everything else to be able to provide enough to the grid to keep the lights on.
Because basically the thing is, these, now they're owned by private operators,
yeah.
and they go, coal's just too expensive to make power. It's just cheaper to make it from solar or whatever,
else,
isn't it?
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Yeah, and Liddell is just so freaking old.
Yeah, that's right. So it'd be inefficient and stuff as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So see how that unfolds. Imagine that the government buying it. That's a weird...
Yeah, that's weird.
They usually don't go back on that sort of stuff.
Anyway, we'll see.
Indeed.
See what happens. Switching gears a bit, Jess. The Maitland Pickers remain undefeated.
Yeah, so Newcastle Rugby League, Maitland Pickers, they won last year's season. So far this season, they are undefeated. They took on Souths at Maitland Sports Ground yesterday afternoon. They won 20-12, reserve grade one against Lakes United. The under-19s not so lucky, but all three grades have been winning like so far this season. So very, very, very strong side for everyone else to get to tackle.
Boy, feeling being undefeated feels good.
Oh, yeah.
I played 2 seasons of soccer when I was like 15, 16.
Yeah.
We were undefeated. We won the whole damn thing 2 years in a row.
Four.
Oh, it is sweet.
You were good.
Yeah, I mean.
What happened year three?
Oh, I wasn't that good, but the team was. Collectively, the team scored. But I did score the winning goal in the GF 1 year of those.
Oh, well
winning
done.
Years. So
never forget.
Just letting you know, I am sports.
You are sports. You yeah. are you are undefeated.
Yep.
Did you quit after that? Quit while you're ahead?
Should have, because we failed miserably the 3rd year.
I wondered what happened.
I didn't want to talk about that.
Okay.
Just know that I was undefeated 2 years in a row. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm
sporty gal.
And Tyler, very exciting news. Local news to locally Mayfield. And Tojitos is coming.
No.
Yep. They, I think it used to be actually an old milk bar called Jim's Milk Bar before they moved into Hamilton long, long time ago.
Yeah.
And then it was like a pie shop. And now it's going to be Aunt Tojitos.
Oh, my God. So this is on Maitland Road, right, as you're coming into Mayfield.
235. So it's like this sort of, it's sort of a rounded deco building, actually,
yes.
Art Deco building.
Yes, I know the one. And it's set on the front of it. It's like, yes, we have real steak pies or something. That, right now, that's what it says.
Yeah, that's what, that used to be that. So now it's going to be, Aunt Tojitos, which
this
I'm
makes,
excited about.
Yes, same. Because this is conveniently close to both of our houses, isn't
yeah.
it?
For me, I can actually walk there.
And then stumble home after a few margies.
I cannot wait.
Oh, my God. This is an easy Uber home for me as well. This makes sense, though, Crevo, because I kept seeing the Bongo, the Volkswagen van there all the time. And I'm thinking either the owners live there.
Yeah.
Or they got something up their sleeve in Mayfield.
They're working on something.
Oh,
well,
my God.
It is the latter. It's going to be later this year, which is awesome. Obviously, they'll, like, spend time decking it out.
Yeah.
Aunt Tojitos got a very signature style about
it. It's legit, yeah.
And they're going to, get it ready for later this year. I can't wait.
What's your go-to Mexican meal?
There's so many, but I do love, like, a taco has to be mine. Like, the fish tacos,
fish tacos
maybe.
Fish tacos, my go-to.
There's a little salsa on there.
Bit
yes,
of guac.
Please. Oh, extra guac.
Oh, and a corn chip. I just
gotta
love
be a
humble corn chip.
There's something about it. And, what's the cola that they have as well?
Oh, I don't know.
There's like a Mexican cola that they have that's just better.
Yum.
It just works. I don't know. It's probably sweeter.
Get
probably
ready, Mayfield and surrounds, because Aunt Tojitos is coming.
I can't wait.
My body is ready.
Get in and around my mouth, as you
all
say.
All the time.
Oh, good morning and welcome if you're just joining us. It's always tough after a long weekend to get back into it, but short week.
Oh, thank God. But also, too, it's tough when it's that bloody cold out now.
I know.
9 degrees when I got in the car this morning at 4 a.m.
Getting out from under the blanket.
Oh.
A little bit tougher.
How dare you? It was rough this morning. It was fresh.
Yeah. You've got your warmest looking jumper on, though.
Matching tracksuit.
And matching tracksuit. The blanket at the ready?
Yeah, it's just over there ready
excellent.
When I need it.
Excellent. Good stuff. next, though, a little bit of a look back at last week's show when we had a little debate. Who's saying the sausage dog name right?
Dachshund.
Dachshund. That's where it's sat at.
We'll see.
And we'll get the calls on the NX as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. And on Thursday's show, big debate went down, so here's how it all played out.
Switching gears now, though, because a big debate is on our hands, Crevo.
Oof.
How do you say sausage dog?
Yeah,
or
that's
the real
right.
word for it, a.k.a. Dachshund. You think it's Dachshund.
That is the right way of saying
it's
it.
It's not.
You're not going to win this one, Tyler. You
Whatever.
Cannot win this.
Well, let's
You're wrong.
Put it to Newcastle then, shall we?
Yeah,
let's
right.
take it to the phones. We'll go to Sam in Carter first. Hey, Sam.
G'day, how are you?
Very well, mate. How do you say it?
It's 100% Dachshund.
Thank you. Correct.
Yeah, 1 point. Is it though?
Yes.
Not
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Anyway, 100% of calls so far on Team Crevo.
Let's go to Jason in Boolaroo next. Hey, Jason.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, now back me here, mate. Is it Dashin or Daxon?
Well, I think you guys should check the office for carbon monoxide because it's Dashound.
See, same thing. Dashound, Dashin, same all thing. Right. But Jason, that's I take that one for me.
Yeah, it was. 1 point each at this point, yep. Which means things are getting tight. There's some scoreboard pressure around, yep. If you will. Rosa is up next in Cessnock. Are you Team Tyler or are you Team Creever? Hello, Rosa.
I'm Dashin.
Wait, say again.
Dashound.
Yes. See, Dashin, Dashin on my side. Thank you very much.
That's two for you.
Thank you.
One for me. Finally, let's wrap things up with James in Tanilba Bay. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you doing?
Very good. Now, is it Daxon, the correct way?
Yes, it is.
Yes, thank you.
Oh,
correct.
So we're two apiece.
Yeah, that's right. Now, luckily for you, Tyler, yeah. What I've done is actually gone onto Google and gotten, you know, whatever it is, the Google Voice.
Oh, like the pronunciation thing, yeah.
Yeah, which tells you the correct way in English.
What's it going to say?
To pronounce things. Let's find out together, shall we?
Daxon.
Oh,
thank you
no!
very much, which means...
Does that mean me and 50% of the rest of Newcastle have been living a lie?
Absolutely saying Damn. It wrong, because let's listen to it once more.
Daxon.
Yeah, that's Damn. It. Simple as that.
Well, for that, I think James in Tanilba Bay deserves the Knights tickets, because he was correct.
Yeah, and the best caller of the day. Congratulations. Yep. That's us done and dusted for today. Oh, God, it feels good to go out on a win.
Oh, shut up.
Because, you know, then you get to go into the whole long weekend stretching
All right,
legs,
let's wrap this up. I got things to do.
Just enjoying how good it is
shut
to be a winner.
Up.
And on Thursday's show, before the long weekend, we decided to call Tyler's grandma. Here's how it all went down.
Now, of course, Crevo tomorrow, Good Friday, famous yes. for a seafood lunch. The well, one day yeah. of the year that you're not supposed to eat any red meat, or any meat at all, for that matter.
Yeah.
Now, there was something that you said a couple of weeks ago that stuck with me that I feel like I need to... let my nanny Dot know about.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I think...
Your nan.
My nan. If there's one woman in this world that you don't want to get in trouble off, it's nanny Dot.
Really?
Yep.
She's
you don't want to,
quite strict
you,
and tough, is
nah,
she?
No, she's not, but she's just that special lady in our family that you don't want to disappoint.
Right.
You know?
Okay. I got the vibe.
Now, she's up early, usually.
Right, early rise. Old people, typical.
I want to give her a ring and dob you in for something that you said on the record a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. So you reckon she'll be up?
Yeah, let's give her
a
ring.
We'll put her in number in the system now and let's phone her up. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Nan. It's me. It's TC.
Well, who?
It's your granddaughter.
Hello, granddaughter.
What are you doing?
I'm sleeping the floor. What are you doing?
I'm just at work. Sorry, I'm calling off the work phone. I just wanted to let you know. So you know my co-host, Crevo, my new co-host?
Yes.
He told me, he said it on the record, that on Good Friday, he's going to eat meat and bacon.
Oh, no.
What do you want me to say to him?
That he's not allowed to. It's just a done thing. You just don't do that on Good Friday. It's just, even if you're not religious, you just don't do it on Good Friday.
It's one day out of the year, isn't it, Nan? Do you reckon, tell him he should just hold off on the bacon and the burgers for one day, right?
That's exactly right.
Because he's
no bacon.
None of it.
No hide, no meat.
What?
Not even a sniff.
Not even a sniff. What should I suggest to him?
Eat fish.
Fish? Prawns?
Fish. Prawn.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell him that Nanny Dot said that he's a heathen.
Exactly.
Okay.
You're not on air, are you?
Yeah, we're on air. Love you. I'm just going to dob, I'm dobbing Crevo into you live on the radio because it's naughty. It's a naughty thing to do. And I was like, Nanny Dot won't have any of this.
No, definitely not.
Okay, good.
Definitely.
definitely not.
Just testing you, just making sure that you're still not a heathen on Good Friday as well.
Of course not. I'm just having a meat pie for breakfast.
Happy Easter, Nanny Dot. Love you.
I love you too, darling. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I know it's your nan. I'm still not that bothered by it.
So you're not even bothered to not disappoint Nanny Dot, the matriarch of the family.
Nah,
you're part
I'll
of the
right.
family now. You've infiltrated yourself into a friendship with Donna.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And if you want to be friends with Donna, you can't disappoint Nanny Dot. You've
you
done
make
it.
A good point.
You've done it.
Oh, God.
You're still going to eat a juicy burger tomorrow?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, you're nasty.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, it is. Welcome. If you're just joining us, this is, of course, your chance to win prizes for figuring out what the theme is between three things.
Yeah, like you've called it before, a bit of detective work.
Exactly.
I wouldn't
Sherlock
put it that way.
Sherlock Holmes would be proud.
It's way easier than doing some detective work. All you do is identify the theme when we give you three things, and you're going off, you and the family, a family pass to see the Knights take on the Panthers this Saturday afternoon. Another home game. How good?
It is excellent. You want to get around this. A family pass for free.
Four tickets.
That's all right. Give us a call now. 4967-4105 if you want to play Three of a Kind.
Yep.
Shall we do a little example so people get it?
Yep.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. You going to give me one?
Yeah. And your name's your buzzer. Don't forget.
Okay, I'm ready.
Rump, scotch fillet, ribeye.
Crevo.
Hit me.
Steaks.
See?
That is easy.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
If you want the family pass to see the Knights home game, 4967-4105. You could win that for free. Up next with Three of a Kind. New FM.
Crevo, a very interesting and important study has just recently been released. You know
yes.
what it is?
No.
The top five things men say after doing the deed.
Oh, like a top five of all time type of thing? Or
yep.
the most common?
Most common.
Okay. All that to come up next, if you will. Now, though.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
It sure is. This is, of course, where you have to figure out what the theme is between three things that we give you. Act as a detective. Newcastle's finest detectives is what we're after.
Is that what you reckon it is?
Yes, that's exactly it.
Well, if you are Newcastle's finest detective, we'll hook you up with a family pass to see the Knights take on the Panthers this weekend, this Saturday afternoon, 5:30 kickoff. Another home game. We love to see it.
Oh, so good. Let's meet our contestants now. First of all, we've got Jordan in Taralba. How you doing? Hello, Jordan.
Hello.
Oh, there it
there
is.
There we go. Just didn't press the button hard enough. I've got you now, though. Did you have a good long weekend? What'd you get up to?
Not too much. Family and stuff.
Nice.
Low-key long weekends are the best,
aren't
they?
Yeah.
We've also got Jessica in Belmont. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How was your long weekend?
Packing for my daughter's double hip surgery this morning and picking my mum up after an 18-hour train ride to come and look after my older three, so it's been great.
Holy dooly, wow. You've got a bit on, Jess, so let's hope we can get you these Newcastle Knights tickets because it sounds like you need an afternoon off.
Oh, it sounds great.
Well, let's test everyone's buzzers, shall we, Crevo?
Indeed. Jordan up first.
Jordan?
Yes. Nice. You did good. Now, Jess?
Jess?
Ah, strong. Solid. Strong. Here we go.
All right, first one.
Let's get into this. Remember, your name's your buzzer. First of two, best of three. Here we go.
Peanut, pistachio, hazelnut.
Jordan.
Jordan. Yeah.
Jordan first. What was it?
Nuts.
Yep.
Sure is. That's good. One on the board. Well done.
All right, next one. Saddington's, Home Timber and Hardware, Bunnings.
Jess. Jordan.
Oh, Jess, what is it?
Hardware shop.
Ooh. That is correct.
One apiece.
Okay, this means the next one gets it.
This is a tiebreaker.
Feel
Massaman
the pressure.
Curry, Laksa, Tom Yum Soup.
Jordan.
Oh, Jordan, what is it?
Jess.
Jordan first.
Thai curry.
Yeah, we'll take that.
It
congratulations.
Is. Thai food, yep.
Well done. You've got yourself a family pass to go and see the Knights. Congratulations. Well done.
Jess, can we get you back again tomorrow?
Not sure.
Yes. Awesome.
We'll get you to this Knights game.
We surely
promise.
Will.
Crevo, I want to know if you've said or heard anything particularly weird after getting it on in the bedroom.
Particularly weird?
Yeah. Anything that's unexpected?
Not really. No, not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, according to a survey of 2,000 people, the following are some of the most common things people say to each other after doing the deed.
Interesting.
The most popular post-coital comment from men is just a simple, wow.
Yep. Well, you know what? I think a lot of guys are often just shocked that it's happened.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah, they've got their rocks off. Yeah,
exactly.
Number two on that list is, when can we do that again?
Oh, yep. Now, I mean, that's...
Like thirsty, like straight away? I mean, give the girl a little rest.
Guys often, especially if it's just someone that they haven't met for too long.
Right.
That's where their mind goes to straight away.
They just want to do it again.
That was brilliant.
I could get around that again.
Exactly.
Right. Well, because number three, that kind of makes sense, because number three is, I got to go. Let's do that again, but right now I need to get the hell out of here. I've got to go. That's number three.
Here's the thing, right, with guys, is that once they have a great experience, they usually want to go straight back to that. That's why you can always sign a man up to a loyalty card at a burger shop. Right, because if they've had a great experience,
they want to come back
every single time.
Gotcha. Fair call.
Easy to sting for the money.
Number four, I needed that. All right, you've said too much. That's too much information.
Yeah, that's too much information.
Number five.
How long's that been building up?
Yeah, right. Like, how long has it been?
It's been
that's basically what you're saying.
It's been a drought.
Yeah.
That guy's from the Sahara Desert. Real dry.
Yeah, real dry. Number five. This one shook me. Did you have an orgasm? I'm pretty sure you know,
you
mate.
Know.
You would definitely know, and it's embarrassing that you've had to ask.
If you don't know and you have to ask, it didn't happen.
It did not happen. It definitely didn't. An honourable mention, number seven, is where's my phone?
What?
Imagine, like, being in bed with the person, with the love of your life.
Yeah.
And they turn around and go, where's my phone?
That's, you know what that says to me?
What?
That's the only time that you're not thinking about it.
Or that you're not on it.
Yeah, at all times.
The top five things women say has come out in this study as well. Number
Interesting.
One, amazing.
Okay, that's good.
Number two, don't fall asleep. Like, do you men just tend to roll over and just fall over,
yes.
just fall asleep straight
often.
Away?
Often that's the case.
Jesus. An honourable mention, number five, women have also said, where's my phone? People are addicted to their phones. Just, like, be in the moment for at least a couple of minutes.
Just hang tight and also keep track of your goods and possessions.
Right. An honourable mention goes to this one, number nine, make me a cup of tea. Now, if I never... related to anything more in my entire life. If you want to keep your girl happy, just get one off and make me a cup of tea. That's all
do.
I need.
Let's leave it there. Traffic time, New FM.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Tell you what would warm the soul right up this morning, Crevo.
What?
675 buckaroos.
Dropping into the bank account.
Thank you very much. If you want $675, we've got it. All you need to do is answer one question with our trivia check. And that cash is yours.
That's right. 7 o'clock, around then, you got to be listening for your chance at the big dollars.
Indeed.
Next, though, the question we'll be getting into, based on something I've seen a friend do you share food with your dog?
Oh, nah.
Right? Because people do.
Oh.
We'll chat more about it and next. And Tyler, my friend recently got a new Cavoodle puppy.
Oh, yeah, they're
very cute. And I called him over the, like, over the weekend just to see, oh, you know, how you doing, just a catch-up chat.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I'm just hanging with my puppy. Like, he's just showing off.
Loving life.
And I was like, oh, yeah, what are you up to? And he goes, oh, we just shared a little ice cream together. I was like, okay, what? He goes, yeah, you know the Wii Spa? He goes, we had one of them. I had a little wick. He had a little wick.
Nah.
And he's like, it's so cute. It's
nah,
so cute.
That ain't cute. Like, you know what that is? That's worms. You'll get worms for that.
I was sort of reluctant. I mean, is that really a thing that happens?
I mean.
And he's like, yeah, it's fine. Like, it's just a little puppy. There's nothing wrong with a puppy. I was like, aren't they, like, a home to disease and stuff?
But also, too, they are quite flexible in that they can lick their own buttholes and then they're licking that ice cream.
That was what I thought. But apparently, he's just absolutely fine with the whole situation. Little Wheat Bar mango flavour.
Nah.
Which is the best of all
best
of them.
Let's turn me off Wheat Bars forever.
This is what I wanted to do here, because I didn't think anyone was doing this, but apparently so. 4967-4105. Do you share food with your dog?
I mean, if I'm going to have a little paddle pop, I'm going to let my dog, like, lick the remnant, like, lick the last little bits off the paddle pop stick. But you best believe that
so
ain't coming anywhere near my mouth after
he's licked
the stick, you know? I'll let him finish off a little treat.
Yeah.
I'm not going back in for another lick after his lips have touched it.
That's what I thought. But apparently some people do this.
No.
So does anyone around Newcastle share food with their dog? Now,
I won't judge you.
Well,
I will hook you up, though.
That's right. We got prizes on offer.
Yeah, with two tickets to the Maho Magic Bar at the Spiegel Tent in Civic Park, Crevo. You went to this last week. You said it was
so good.
So good, right?
Yeah, if you want to be, like, have your mind blown and, like, it's a show, it's, like, mystery, it's all happening all at once.
Cocktails.
Yeah, that's right. Amazing drinks. There's one with, a lychee on it. Oh, it's so good.
4967-4105. Do you share food with your dog? If you do, we'll hook you up with those Maho Magic Bar tickets.
That's right. Or maybe you're disgusted by it.
Yeah, dob someone in that you know.
Yeah, this is your chance. Because I'm like think this is a bit weird that my friend's doing this, but he was like all for it. 4967-4105. Those Maho Magic Bar tickets could be all yours. Give us a call now. And do you share food with your dog is the question we ask here, because my friend, he just got a new Cavoodle puppy hanging out with it, and he goes, oh yeah, we just had a Wheat Bar, mango Wheat Bar together. I'll have a lick, the dog had a lick. I was like, are you joking? He goes, yeah, look how cute the puppy is.
Yeah, you tell you what else is not cute. The fact that the dog can lick its own butthole and then it's licking the ice cream that then you're putting in your own mouth.
This does come to my mind.
That's big problems.
Well, some people think it's okay. Let's go to the phones to find out what Newcastle thinks.
We've got Sydney on the phone up first. Hey, Sydney.
Good morning.
Now, tell us, do you share food with your dog?
Absolutely.
What food do you share?
We always put the dirty plates down, so it's like pre-dishwasher rinse. We're saving water this way.
Yeah. Oh, that's
okay.
Smart.
No, that's fair.
Smart.
But tell me, Sydney, you're not going back into the plate for a lick yourself, are you?
Only if they leave the cheesy bits behind.
No. No. No.
Oh, the dog's left a bit of cheese on there.
I'm
I'll
just
going
to eat that.
Sydney's just digging in with a fork. Seems, I don't know, seems a little bit wrong. But Newcastle seems to disagree.
Oh, no.
Megan's up next in Belmont North. How are you?
Hey, not bad, thanks.
That's the way now. Are you sharing food with your dog?
Oh, I can tell you my sister does, and it makes me feel so sick, even thinking of it.
I love that you've dobbed her in now. What is she... what is she sharing with the dog, Megan?
Oh, absolutely everything. Even since when we were kids, she used to share a dummy with the dog, like, everything. You know, like, she's always done this with our dogs growing up, and she does, like you said, the bloody ice creams, right down to she licks the plates and like everything.
What type of dog does she have, Megan?
Well, when we were growing up, it was a Labrador, which used to eat everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, now we've got like a Maltese and
there's nothing.
Can you have a little bite of the steak?
Now, Megan, quick question. Do you quite often see your sister going to the chemist to buy worming tablets? Does she quite often get worms from the dog?
Oh, I don't know. She's always eating.
Megan loved her own joke.
Yuck, I can't. I mean, I'm not yucking anyone's yum, but it's pretty yuck.
100% of callers. Well, Megan didn't like it, but her sister did. So heaps of Novocastrians out there sharing food with their dogs,
yuck.
It turns out.
Oh, that's
awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Oh, here we go, Tyler. $675 on the line here.
Now, I feel like the Easter long weekend is definitely a weekend where you spend a lot of money, be it on fuel, on food,
everything
on choppy
goes
eggs
up.
That breaks the bank
these
days.
Petrol, they just go, They just, I feel like they just spin the numbers up and up and up until they go, how high can this go?
On a Thursday afternoon, they're like, right.
We got this. Here we go.
So we want to replenish the bank account with $675 to be precise. If you want that money and you think you're pretty good at trivia, all you got to do is answer one trivia question and that cash could be yours. Call now on 4967-4105.
You don't even have to be good. You could just fluke it. It's one question.
Totally.
Like, I've fluked one question before.
I fluked it too. I mean, I fluked all of year 12.
There you go.
See?
It's possible. 4967-4105. If you want $675 with the Novo's trivia check, up next here at New FM. And up next, I'm going to be revolutionising, you heard that word right, the drinks of Newcastle and the Hunter. Just a small thing. Next, that's up next. Okay. Now, though, cash.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yes, 675 biggies up for grabs this morning, Crevo. That is going to replenish the bank account after an Easter long weekend, isn't it?
You need the money. Everyone does at the moment. Everything's expensive, but that's all right. That's why we're giving it away.
That's where we come in. We want to give you free money.
Correct.
And this morning, we want to give it particularly to Chris in East Maitland. Hey, Chris.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. How was your Easter long weekend?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good.
Did you eat yourself into oblivion like I did?
Oh, of course. Yeah, like, good. It's the only day of the year where it's okay to eat chocolate for breakfast.
So totally.
Correct.
And that's exactly what my excuse was, even this morning as well. Just keeping the dream alive, you know?
Exactly.
All right, 600... Yeah, that's... It's exactly right. $675 up for grabs, Chris. What are you doing with it?
I don't know. Probably the boring thing, just bills and normal stuff.
Yeah,
pay off
your debts. Than the Easter Bunny, so
I've
got to pay for that as well.
Yeah, makes the landing a little bit softer.
All right, are you ready for your question?
Yeah, I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Don't let the five-second timer get in your head. Here it comes. What does the Latin word tempus mean in English?
Tempus. Time?
Is that correct, Tyler?
That is correct!
Oh, my God! Congratulations, man.
$675 is all yours, Chris. So simple, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit of a guess. I just thought of Tempest 2 up there in the valley. I thought I'll take it.
Well, you absolutely nailed it, and $675 is coming your way, mate. Well done.
Thank you very much.
My absolute pleasure. And you know what? If you're on your way to work, turn around. Chuck a sickie.
Are you going to do that?
No.
Better not.
Boss is probably listening. Fair enough. And that's how easy it is to win money with us. Answer one question correctly and the cash can be all yours.
It does mean, though, Crevo, tomorrow back to 250.
Still a nice chunk of change.
Cash keeps rolling on. Me too.
Sure would. And Tyler, I think I've discovered a bit of a gap in the market. And I'm thinking about launching another little business here.
Oh, here we go.
No, because when I've been looking around, whenever I go to, like, a petrol station, say the BP at Mayfield, right?
Yeah.
You go in there, they've got the big line of drinks fridge at the back.
Yeah, it's a whole back wall.
It's a whole wall. You're looking across there, they've got all the kombucha, they got Coke, they got Pepsi, everything else.
Yeah.
All of the drinks are basically sweet, right? Amongst all of it, you've got not one savoury drink, right? And to me, it's just madness. Like,
I hate this already.
What's the problem? What problem do you have before I even start?
The problem I have is with whatever you're going to say next.
Well, that seems rude.
Go on.
I haven't even listened to my idea.
Go on then.
Imagine you're on Dragon's Den, right? And you're the dragon because have a listen to this genius, right? So there's no savoury drinks out there, so I want to launch my own line, right?
Okay.
We'll start things out with, like, from the traditional types of food, I thought.
Yeah.
What about a lovely roast lamb lemonade?
No. See? No. I want nothing to do with that. No, thank you.
It's delicious. You love roast lamb, don't you?
I do.
Slicing off a little rosemary and garlic flavour in there as well. Just hints of it.
What,
subtle.
In a fizzy drink?
Yeah.
No.
And then on this, like, you could have that, a little shot of that and then a chaser of a gravy soda.
Yuck. Fizzy gravy. I'm pretty sure gravy is already a liquid as it is. We don't need to ruin it. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
No, but it's not. Where can you buy a bottle of gravy at the shop when you're at the survey? Have a hankering for that.
No, you can't. If you go to the BP Mayfield, just go a couple of blocks up to Mayfield West Chuckle Chicken and Kebabs. I'm sure they'll sell you a tub of gravy.
It's not the same. It's not in a convenience bottle.
Oh, yum.
All right, switching it up, right? Maybe the traditional foods aren't for you. What about...
Yeah, that's making me sick.
Calm down. You're over-dramatising things. What about this lovely Asian flavours range that I'm going to have as well? Because they'll be the traditional ones, the OG flavours, if you will. Switching up, how about a salt and pepper Pepsi?
No. Absolutely not.
And you know how when you get salt and pepper squid or whatever, it's got like the little crumbs, the crumbs through it afterwards the end?
If that's in liquid, Crevo, famously crumbs go soggy, it'll just be slop at the bottom of the bottle.
Nah, you work it out. It'll be a way to keep it crunchy in there. Nah. So when you drink it, ooh, that's a little bit of texture. That's unusual
disgusting.
For a drink.
That's a big yikes from me.
What about a beef and black bean iced tea?
Absolutely not.
She's just so negative on all my ideas.
Are you going to drink this?
Yeah. These are my new drinks range. Of course I'm going to drink. I'm going to be the poster boy for it.
Are you?
They made a lot of money off Coke and Pepsi. It's done well.
Yeah, because
as a business.
You said it yourself. It's done well. I don't think a salt and pepper Pepsi...
You've never tried it. You're so close-minded. This is ridiculous. I don't even know why I bring this to you. Here, how about this, though? A spring roll milk. Right. You love a spring roll. I love a spring roll. A little bit of dipping sauce in the side as well.
In milk?
Yeah.
Are you mad?
This is my... I can't believe you're laughing. You won't be laughing when I've made all this money off my savoury drinks and you're stuck there schlepping it away.
No one's going to drink that absolute rubbish. That is slop.
It's a good idea, I'm telling you.
Slop, mate. Who are you pitching this to, by the way?
I've got my people.
Do you?
Yeah.
And do they have the same ideas as you? Do they think this is going to be genius?
Wait till they hear it. They're unbelievable. How about this to wrap things up? A little Italian range.
Oh, yuck.
A little pizza coffee.
I hate it.
Yeah, or...
I hate it.
You know how they got the vitamin water and all that? Yawn, right? How about a spaghetti bolognese water? How good's that? No one's done it.
There's a reason, mate. There's a reason why they've not done it.
Or
pizza coffee?
Yeah, how good would that be?
Oh, that's...
You got all the pepperoni in there marinating away in the coffee. It's like, no one's thought of this. I can't believe it. Anyway, if you don't want to invest, that's on you. You'll lose all your money.
I'm going to be rich off this.
Anyway.
Are you? Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you. A bit of positivity, finally.
Oh,
let's check
your coffee. I'm sorry, Jess. Did you say 12 degrees?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's offensive.
She's cold, mate.
That is offensive. You know, I went for a swim yesterday.
Yeah, you're still doing your swim a day as promised to Newcastle for the rest of the year?
Yes. Well, not the rest of the year, but...
Hey, no.
I'm still doing it so far, yes. And honestly...
Winding back your words.
It was so dang cold yesterday and so rough. I reckon if I got in at Dixon Park yesterday, I would have been washed out to New Zealand.
And
it was hectic. All the beaches were closed.
Lucky you got back in time.
Lucky, yeah. Made it back in time for work.
Yeah.
I'd get in trouble if I took a day off.
I know, they get upset.
Yep. But, I mean, braving the cold wind today for another swim, I'm not sure.
You're going to cancel it or is this the first day you're off?
No, I'm going to show up. But I think if I'm going to pull the pin, it's going to be in the moment. I'm going to walk to the ocean, put my feet in and go, that's a big fat no from you, girl. Never doing that again.
Like a Band-Aid, mate. Just run in.
Oh, it
get
sucks.
It done.
It's so easier said than done.
Go to the baths.
The baths are colder.
No, but then you just jump in.
Nah.
And then you're fully under. It's too late
it's
then.
It's way colder. Anyway.
Okay. All
just
right.
Just giving you an update on
colder.
That because it is hard work out there.
Certainly is. Next, we're talking Macca's hacks.
I got one.
If you got one, start thinking about that. We'll chat about it in just a few minutes.
Now, over the long weekend, Crevo, I was hitting a lot of scrolling.
Yeah.
I was doing a whole lot of Sweet FA on the weekend.
Nice.
And I come across a TikTok from this Aussie legend who shared one of the best Macca's hacks of all time.
This is my Macca's hack and the best way to eat a double cheeseburger. Soft steamed buns, hash brown, and on top of that, sweet and sour sauce. This combination is out of this world.
Oh, I could get around that. Steamed bun with a cheesy?
Yeah, and you know what as well? I think the sweet and sour on top of the hash brown, you're getting crunch and sweet in there as well.
Hash browns are a game changer. You could put a hash brown on anything and it's going to make it 10 times better.
It's a guarantee, a Tyler guarantee.
Absolutely. I love a Macca's hack.
Yeah, this is the area we move into. 4967-4105. What's your best Macca's hack? Share them with Newcastle.
So mine is, because I'm a small girl, can't rip into a Big Mac, too big.
Mm-hmm.
I just get a double cheeseburger, no mustard, no ketchup, add Big Mac sauce.
So it's like a mini Big Mac.
It's a mini Big Mac without the bread in the middle, without the lettuce, you don't need that rubbish.
Wait, how did you come across this idea?
Well, because I would try and hook into a Big Mac and it just would always fall apart.
You're
the
never
butt would fall out
it.
Of it. I just have to eat it in layers. That's lame.
Yeah, you're pulling that thing apart like some sort of deconstructed food. No.
I wanted a deconstructed burger. I just want to rip in, right?
Exactly.
So I just get a double cheesy. Big Mac sauce. You've got to get rid of the mustard and the ketchup, though, because that just...
Otherwise, it messes it up.
It confuses things.
Okay, so these are the types of things we're after. Share your Macca's hack with us. We want to find Newcastle's best. The best callers on air today. Two tickets to the Maho Magic Bar at Spiegel Tent Civic Park. Now, this thing is awesome. It's like part show, magic show. You've got cocktails in there. It's like a bit of mystery in there as well.
Looks the goods.
Some of the tricks... blew me away. Now, if you want to win some free tickets to that, it's worth like $120.
Yeah, tell us your Macca's hack. Everyone's got one.
That's right. A secret, a little way to get the best out of Macca's. We'll get your calls on the NX.
We're talking Macca's hacks, Crevo.
That we are.
Because I did find a guy on TikTok who basically gave us probably the best cheeseburger hack of all time.
I can't wait to go and get one. Like, it's such a good strategy that he has.
It's a cheeseburger on a steamed bun. Add a hash brown, add sweet and sour sauce.
Sounds good.
Jack Black has a pretty famous Macca's hack as well.
Really?
He's named it the McSurf and Turf Deluxe. It's a cheeseburger, fillet of fish, and a chicken and cheese all in one, just stacked on top of each other.
Like all the buns and everything? Yep. Or just the, what? Okay. That seems intense.
But McSurf and Turf, I'd get around it.
And also, on brand for Jack Black.
Yeah, you're right.
I feel like it's exactly what he would eat.
Yeah.
4967-4105 is the number to get involved. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Yeah, we've got Jimmy in Cardiff. Hey, Jimmy.
Hi, how you going?
Very good, mate. What's your Macca's hack?
Well, you know, budget's a bit tight and the kids love the Macca's, but I think it's all about the sauce. So I order extra sauce, the sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah.
Cook the nuggets and chips at home and the kids think they're having McDonald's.
Smart.
That's pretty genius. Have they caught you out yet, Jimmy, or you're still flying low?
Nah, still flying low.
Yeah, that's
under
good,
the radar. Genius. You know what? You can take it one next level. Just get a couple of Macca's bags when you're there and just throw them in there, Jimmy.
Didn't think about that. I'll do that next time.
Hold on to that.
Yeah.
If we've got any Macca's... ex-Macca's employees or current Macca's employees that could get us a Macca's bag, we'll get them onto Jimmy and Cardiff. That's genius.
I think if you were there, you could probably just ask.
Jackie has messaged through on Instagram at @thenovos_ pancake syrup in a vanilla milkshake.
Oh, that feels like it would be next level. A little maple flavour in around that.
Ripping into that.
But give me a suck is all I can say, New FM. So on Thursday night, night before the long weekend, went to the Spiegel tent.
Oh, how good is it?
Oh, God, it's good. And just before that, cheeky burger at Rascal.
Oh.
Right? And the burger of the week, I don't know if it's the one still on, has meatballs on it.
Yum.
Oh, it was so good. Of course I had that.
The Spiegel Tent's good, hey.
If you haven't seen it, you got to get there.
We gave away tickets on the show a couple of weeks ago. If you were lucky enough to win those tickets and you haven't been yet, you have to go.
Or just use your own money and buy some. Because,
even better. You will not be disappointed. It is so much fun.
What a show.
They're the best.
Is all I can say.
And you know what? I've seen some of the, like, the contortionists and just some of the performers around town in Newcastle. Saw one at Bar Beach yesterday.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say hello because I felt like I was their best friend.
But you're not.
I'm
That's
not.
That's the story. stalking behaviour.
I know, but they're very good. They make you feel like they're your bestie because they're so good at what they do. They're very good entertainers.
Get along to that is all I can say.
Next, switching gears, Crevo, some serious chat. A big PSA for Newcastle. Do you drink coffee with a plastic lid?
Sometimes.
It could kill you.
We've got to be careful and alert about that. We'll chat about it in just a few minutes. You're waking up with the Novos.
Serious PSA incoming, Crevo. I was listening to this podcast the other day. It's called ATP Science. They're all about like health and well-being, and they talk in their podcast about everything like health and well-being. And last week they were talking about the toxins and chemicals we can encounter in our everyday lives, right?
Oh, okay.
So like creams that we put on our skin that, you know, might be a bit toxic, or toothpaste that we use could be a bit toxic for our mouth and our teeth. Even the water we drink sometimes can be not good for your insides. They also touched on topics like...
What? Water's no good for you.
Sometimes there's toxins in it that can ruin your belly.
You're making me suspicious of this.
You're talking to a girl that has severe gut allergies to everything. I believe all of this,
mate. Are you allergic to water?
Don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, they did touch on topics like coffee cups. Saying that having these things so close to your face, especially when they're hot, how dangerous they can be.
Okay, this is the...
Take a listen.
The bit of this, right?
I'm just going to stop through the drive-thru to get my coffee. I really want to know, on the top of it, the lid, the thin plastic when it superheats.
You get polyvinyl chloride.
And what does that do in your body?
Oh, it's an organochemical. Organochloride. Very bad for you. Heard of chloroform?
Yes.
That's an organochloride.
Yeah.
Organo means carbon. Chloride means containing chloride. So when those two are together, you get bad news.
Very scientific, but he said, have you ever heard of chloroform? That's the thing that they use in movies to knock people out.
But just because, like, two things are organochlorides, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's chloroform.
These
like, I don't think it's chloroform.
Are scientists, Crevo.
Yeah.
They study science for a living.
Mm.
And they have said these things are not good for you. When the coffee lids are heated up and then you are putting it on your face to take a sip of your hot coffee, you're ingesting or inhaling bad things like chloroform. So if you do that every day and it's built up in your system...
Then what happens?
What's the long-term effect of that? I don't know. You could just pass out. You know how when they do it on the movies and they put the chloroform...
I don't think it's that. I feel like that's a bit
dramatic.
Napkin
on your face, you pass out, don't you?
But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like coffee.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Buy a keep cup.
Oh, they're a punish,
there's
aren't
a
they?
How dare you? It's just like as if you don't even like the environment or your own insides for that matter.
The coffee cups now are recyclable. They used to not be, which is pretty bad because they look like they should be.
No, do you know what?
What?
The lids are, the cups are not.
The cups are if you get the 7-Eleven one.
Yeah, what about everywhere else around Newcastle? Only go on a 7-Eleven, get a keep cup or you'll die. That's the message I'm trying to send
on. And I've had heaps of coffees and I'm still alive.
Have you, though?
Yeah.
Are you at your full capacity?
Feel like it.
You sure?
Yeah. Well, who knows?
Okay. We don't look it.
You've got to be alert and aware of this
coffee,
now, I guess.
Coffee cup lids will kill you. Get a keep cup.
Okay.
Okay?
Top tip from Tyler. You've heard Eve first.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
You came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
So big in the news at the moment is Kanye West's school. Now, I didn't even realise that he had a school.
No,
right?
I'm not across the fact that I thought when you said school, my immediate thought went to his, like, Sunday school, like the church services. Remember he was doing them heaps?
Yeah. No, this is a full K through 12, what he calls Donda Academy.
No.
Right? And this is a full school, like teachers, everything, heaps of students in there. And the wheels are starting to fall off.
So... parents actually enrolling their children into Kanye West's Donda Academy.
Heaps of them.
You're joking?
No, and like I said, I think the wheels are starting to fall off because recently these stories, like over the weekend, have started coming out about this school.
Yeah.
First issue, every single day they keep having sushi for lunch.
I wouldn't be mad about that, but I know that there would be a lot of children that would turn their noses up at sushi, like sashimi for a seven-year-old.
Also, like fun for the first week,
but
too much of anything. Let's get sick again.
It's a lot of carb loading, isn't it?
Well, there's that. And it's just like kids need variety. You got to mix it up and like switch up what they're having. You can't have sushi every day.
This is a kinder to year 12 school.
Yeah, there's 5-year-olds. Can you imagine your 5-year-old?
You go rip into this nori roll and enjoy it.
Again? No. They're going to be sick of that thing, right? And then the other thing is the teachers are starting to like get upset. And some have been wrongfully terminated. And there's all these issues around like they're, with the history class, for example, they're leaving out, like, really important big chunks of history.
Oh.
So, there's just, like, history, missing big bit. Like, the Holocaust, for example.
No.
Missing, apparently. And he said all those weird remarks and stuff, Kanye. It's starting...
it's a bit gross. What else is in the syllabus, do you know? What else are they learning?
So, there's also, like, because American history, very important for American school. They're skipping, like, a whole sections on, like, Asian American history. So, like, parts of the syllabus, they're just, like,
Have been removed.
So, teachers, of course, are very upset about this. And then there's also, like, where they go for lunch, because normally in American schools, like, everyone sits down in, like, a cafeteria situation. They all eat lunch there. No chairs. It's like a sit-on-the-ground type situation.
That's a prison. Is Kanye West the principal of this school?
No, he's not, which is even weirder. It's like, what is his involvement? But if I had to guess, I would say those types of crazy decisions are being made by him.
Impulsive, yeah.
Because it feels like a lot of the vibe of this. This is the guy that made this song.
Stinking pile of steaming hot
mess.
Crap.
Yeah, because if you're making kids sit weirdly on the floor and eat sushi every day, it just stinks of a guy that's losing it.
But also, like, parents that are enrolling the children into this school also need to check themselves. Are they just diehard Kanye fans? Why?
The whole thing is so weird.
That's bizarre.
It feels cult-like and I'm not about it.
No.
And I feel like a lot more stories are going to come out about this in coming weeks because it's just as if the whole thing's falling over.
Sushi for lunch, though?
That sounds good today.
Yeah, I'm still in.
Let's check your traffic. UFM.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
So on Friday, my parents came up from the Central Coast to just hang out, have a bit of dinner and stuff.
Yeah, long weekend.
Little Easter situation. But they said once they got on the highway coming up from there, the traffic was crazy, even on Friday, like afternoon. So they ended up going like via Swansea and all that.
That's probably the better way. You'd think, though, by Friday, Thursday afternoon, everyone wants to get
crazy.
To where they are.
Friday morning, maybe a few people, like stragglers. But Friday, arvo, it was still heavy, heavy, heavy.
So that means take it easy on the roads this morning. A bit of holiday traffic still about on John Renshaw Drive as well. So, I mean, if you don't need to go anywhere on the roads, so just avoid it. Stay home.
Work from home.
Yeah.
Stay home. Take the day off.
We'll let ya.
Take a sickie.
If your boss comes asking, send them our way.
Say the Novos said it was all right.
Yeah, it's all good.
Exactly.
On the weekend, though, Crevo, speaking of Easter, I got called the heck out over something I thought was completely normal. Apparently not.
Okay, well, we're getting Newcastle's opinion to sort this issue out once and for all. So you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
Now, on Good Friday, Crevo, going about my business.
Yeah.
We had some family up. Marcus's parents, my partner, his parents were up for the weekend. We had some friends around. Anyway, make some hot cross buns for breakfast.
Lovely.
Cut them in half, get the butter out. And, I mean, I got some pretty bougie ones from Harris Farm, like white chocolate, macadamia, wattle seed. I was like,
wattle seed?
Yeah, that's bougie, isn't it? I don't even know what that is, but it sounds bougie.
It's fancy.
So I was like, I'd like these heated up, like for the white chocolate to melt.
And the butter as well.
Yeah.
Nice soaking in.
Yeah, melt. Yeah, the butter melts.
Yeah.
Slice them in half, whack them on a plate in the microwave. They go.
I'm sorry, that is not the right way to do that.
Well, that was the response that I also received from about 80% of my household. Friends of mine were disgusted.
What's wrong with you?
Me putting the hot cross bun in the microwave made them look like I'd offended their ancestors. They're like, what are you doing? It's got to go in the toaster.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
The toaster, definitely, because then you get the little crispy bit on the outside. When the butter hits, it melts better.
I tell you what also is a big inconvenience, putting hot cross buns in the toaster and then you can't get the things out.
I use the grill.
Because they get stuck on the wire.
If you've got a very narrow, thin toaster, like it sounds like you do, some cheapo probably.
Nah, it's not. And it's bougie as well.
And they just put it under the grill.
I didn't think of the
toastiness,
grill.
The toasty, like, marks on it, and then the butter sits better on there.
I don't have time to be waiting for the grill to heat up and then toast my hot cross buns under the grill. Life's too short to be waiting for things to heat up, Cremo. Whacking in the microwave, 30 seconds, you're done and dusted.
The microwave ruins bread.
I didn't know this was a thing. People are disgusted at me.
I am disgusted just hearing about it.
Apparently, I'm in the wrong, but I don't think so.
Okay.
So this is what we want to do on 4967 4105. Putting hot cross buns in the microwave, is it right or wrong? I have spent 30 years of my life thinking that
getting
putting hot
wrong.
Cross buns in the microwave is totally fine, but apparently not.
Nah, it is a food crime and it should be stopped and stamped out for once and for all.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. 4967 4105. Are you Team Tyler, microwave, Team Crevo, grill or toaster? And of course, best callers on air today in the draw for some Maho Magic Bar tickets.
This looks cool.
Couple of tickets, that worth about $120. You want to get your mitts on that. 4967 4105. Team Microwave, Team Tyler, or Team Crevo, grill or toaster? We'll take your calls next. New FM.
And on the weekend, Crevo, I got called the heck out by some very close family and friends who thought it was psychopathic behaviour of mine to put hot cross buns in the microwave. I didn't know this was criminal. I thought it was normal.
No, it's a food crime.
Why?
It's grill or toaster because you need the crispiness on the outside. There's a lot of sugar in a hot cross bun. It caramelises slash crisps up. Yeah. And adds an extra element.
I actively wasn't putting them in the toaster because I hate trying to get them out when they get stuck, but I didn't even think to put them under the grill. But that takes too much time.
Oh, you've been committing a food crime for years, and the cops will be in shortly to arrest you.
Will they?
In my opinion.
Okay.
Let's let Newcastle decide, though, the best way to cook a hot cross bun.
We've got Nita in Hamilton up first. Hey, Nita.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. Now tell us your thoughts. Is it right or wrong to put hot cross buns in the microwave?
Sorry for you, but it is wrong.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, why? What's your process, Nita?
My process, I cut it in half. I even put a little bit of butter on it, put it under the grill, let it crisp up, and then when I bring it out, I put a little bit more butter on it.
Oh, yeah, you got to go butter. Big on the butter for sure.
Nita gets it and knows what's going on.
Oh, no.
We've got Anthony in Greed up next. How you doing?
Oh, no, we've got Steve in Wood Rising.
Sorry,
Steve is in Wood Rising. Hey, Steve.
Hi, how's ya?
Very well. Now tell us, right or wrong to whack a hot cross bun in the microwave?
Wrong.
Oh, no.
Thank you. So you're a grill man as well?
Yep.
Yeah, smart, fantastic.
Damn.
Newcastle gets it is what I'm figuring out. Now we've got Anthony. How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, fantastic. Now, is it right or wrong putting it in the microwave?
Well, it's actually something I've been doing for years.
Me too. Putting it in the microwave, Anthony. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't know it was such a food crime, but that's how I've been doing it for so long.
Maybe maybe we're cut from the same cloth, Anthony. Maybe we've just been taught by our ancestors that we need to put hot cross buns in the microwave. See, if you don't know any different, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
If you got one stray supporter out in Greta, let's go to Lee up next in Fletcher. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Putting it in the microwave, right or wrong?
I don't mind it in the microwave.
Yes.
What?
I don't mind. I probably prefer the toaster, but I don't mind it the other way because the butter melts, and then when you add the Vegemite, you get the sweet and sour, sweet and salty.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah.
Add the Vegemite?
I can get around this. Are you putting Vegemite on your hot cross buns, Lee?
Yep, absolutely.
No, I'm sorry. That's all.
Lee?
Mad.
Lee and I also cut from the same cloth as well because Vegemite on a hot cross bun is next level. Vegemite on pancakes, also delicious. She's right. It's the sweet, the saltiness. Oh, all of it just makes sense.
You know what? That's two for two and two. Newcastle
See?
Split on
People
this.
People get
Who
it.
Knew?
You know what? I'm I'm going to take the liberty for that. Lee gets the Maho Magic Bar tickets.
Oh, congratulations to Lee. Yep. Those tickets are all yours.
Because she gets it.
We did not solve today.
No, we didn't.
we just divided this country.
Apparently
this
it
city
is still
even
criminal,
more.
Though.
Well, that's us done and dusted for today, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Have a great rest of your Tuesday, guys.
Enjoy the rest of the school holidays. They've only kicked off.
Yeah, that's it. Enjoy it for the next couple of weeks, if you will. Good luck, some would say.
You'll need it.
And we'll catch you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye.